This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, as I was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to go to Michael in Florida, a Bernie supporter. James in Texas is a Bernie Sanders supporter. Dustin, let's talk about the VIP leak, which is a big deal. And this is a leak. This is a leak. Trump had a whole plan to roll this out tomorrow. And this is RNC suicide crap. The word is, this is out of Fox News. That's not from Roger, but I concurred with him on it. Or we talked to him. We'll stop there. To the Hill. And this is so they can steal the thunder and not let Trump roll it out. But we'll see. But I'm digressing. We're going to also go to Robert in California and Jonathan and others. But right now, let's go to Michael in Florida, Bernie supporter. So are you going to support Trump or are you going to support Hillary?
I'm going to support Hillary.
Okay. Can you tell us why?
Oh, yeah, because Donald Trump wants to torture terrorists, right? Well, here in Clay County, Florida, what the cops did, they maced somebody, Daniel Linsenbigler, and they put a bag over his head and strapped him in a chair until he died, and nobody was held accountable. And that's a violation of our Eighth Amendment rights. There's no cruel or unusual punishment, and we might as well not even have a jury if they can just take innocent Americans, say they're defiant, mace them, put a bag over their head, strap them in a chair until they die. And if Donald Trump...
Let me talk. You said that twice now. I think this is a very cogent argument against Donald Trump you brought up, and is one of the only ones that is, I think, a serious concern. Now, you've welded it in to local police, and I actually know about that case. Some of these restraint chairs, a bag over the head, people suffocating. That looks like very sadistic, crazy behavior, and sometimes really bad sadists get off, and it's wrong. The issue is, statistically, though, it's very rare. I'm not defending it. And the globalists that are literally the equivalent of, you know, just the Black Plague, the end of the world type stuff. I don't use the space alien analogy because people think I'm too serious about that, but they're out to get us, okay? That's the big mass number. That's what's going on. And they divert us with all this. And so Hillary and Bernie pay lip service to this Black Lives Matter thing that is a concern about police brutality that a lot of white folks, everybody else, have concerns about. And then it's projected onto that because Trump wants to act tough, knows they're already waterboarding people. It's kind of refreshing. He's honest about it. And says, you know, let's waterboard ISIS. I get the mission creep, and now we waterboard everybody. I'm against torture. And I think we lose the moral high ground. I think Trump is wrong on that point. And if I ever interview him again, I think I'll raise that point. Or if I talk to him next week. The point is that and he's backed off of it some. Don't you see how the whole power structure is against him, though? So, I mean, doesn't that outweigh? I mean, you know, Hillary, talk about torture. She puts, let's humanize the hundreds of thousands of Christians murdered by bloodthirsty ISIS. I understand some cops killed somebody. Now let's put the hundreds of thousands of dead Christians she basically backed. Does that touch your heartstrings at all, or just hitting on the radar screen?
Well, it's not about a bad cop. It's about a policy that gives them the authority to take innocent American citizens, say they were defiant, which is arbitrary, mace them, put a bag over their head, and strap them in a chair until they die. And the Eighth Amendment clearly says no.
Okay, they're not listening to me. You didn't respond. I intellectually responded to what you said and actually listened to what you said, and then you just, boom, went right back to talk point. And I understand it, at that level, you were correct. We're talking about a very complex world, big issues here. Donald Trump isn't going to try to legalize torture of American citizens here in the U.S. And by the way, it's already going on, just so you know.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be interesting, make no mistake. Trump is supposedly going to announce Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern. We got Roger Stone coming on to talk about it tomorrow. I talked to Stone. Nico did. He relayed the message. And I'm not going to relay all of it here. Part of it was private. But just that this is definitely a leak. This is not Trump. And somebody's going to get in trouble for this. And that he's not going to talk about it until tomorrow. So that's what's going on that front. Probably Fox News, where interviews were being set up and things, is probably where this got leaked to roll call. I got that from another source, but that's obviously not the issue. Do you like Mike Pence? Obviously a lot better than Newt Gingrich, but that's just a no-brainer. It better not be Newt Gingrich. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on this live Thursday worldwide broadcast. We're going to go to James, Dustin, Robert, Jonah, and others here in just a moment. If you just tuned in, We had a caller just a few minutes ago who was saying, look, I don't like Trump because he says he wants to waterboard ISIS. And I said, I'm not for torture either. But you know, Hillary is droning everybody. She overthrew all these countries. She put ISIS in to kill hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, leftist regimes going to this level are going after free speech. In my experience, leftist police departments are some of the most corrupt out there. And if you cherry pick a few bad examples of the police, we have the statistics. And then your whole worldview is, I'm going for Hillary because she's against the police, is what he said. Yet bringing up corrupt police in some area of Florida. And people that die in these restraint chairs. Yes, it's horrible. And I've seen the videos. And we need to change the laws to not allow that to go on. Because they don't call it torture. See, it's all definitions. But let me explain something. Under Obama, torture has been massively expanded. They don't call it that. And they teach torture to the Navy SEALs and to the Army forces and the rest of them, to Special Forces. Now, they teach you it's evasion of torture or how to deal with it. But later you're told, no, this is how you torture somebody. So it's time for all the big kids to grow up and understand why Trump is just telling you like it is. Oh, they'll torture if I tell them to. We're going to torture them. It's actually sickeningly refreshing because I don't support the torture. I understand overall it rots your country. But the fact that Trump would come out and say it is not to sell it. He's being totally real with you. He thinks he could use the Ring of Mordor selectively when he gave the authorization to sign torture warrants. He's ready to sign those warrants to torture leaders of ISIS and Al-Qaeda to stop them and not rain down supplies to them. He's being real with you. And even though I disagree with it, it's very refreshing. Very refreshing to have somebody straight talk you. And you can't handle that. You can't handle that Hillary is the most bloodthirsty warmonger you can imagine, that the neocons and warmongers hate Trump because he plans to have peace through strength, a real military, not fighters that cost $1 billion and aren't as good as F-15s. He said, actually, what he's planning. People won't go read what he said. It makes a lot of sense. We have half the global GDP of the military. Half of the military spending is done by the U.S. or more. And let me tell you, they're building a bunch of crap. It's weapons we built 30, 40 years ago that are winning wars today. And the Russians aren't building junk. They're building real weapons. And they're not giving them to the communist Chinese. We're giving what we got to the Chinese, which is insane. Mark my words, China is who we're going to be facing in the future. But the globalists want to take Russia out because they aren't voluntarily lowering their population and committing suicide. Say what you want about Russia. They've turned the oxygen back on over there. They're like, oh, 80 years of communism? I think we're going to try something a little different now. And everybody's like, oh, you're really still communist. You're still, oh, yeah. That's why Putin's arrested more than 10 oligarchs. And every time their Rothschild or Rockefeller fronts, and the Rothschilds sued newspapers in England that said that and lost the lawsuit. And the judge said, I am blown away. Go read his ruling. He said, I cannot believe this. You sued these people, and this case proved what they said and more. You are the shadow government in Russia. And Putin's saying, hey, guess what? We're kicking your ass out of here. How you like that? I want the big mega banks and the globalists off my back. I want free market. I want a level playing field. I want a shot at trying to have a good future. I don't want to be racially played off against everyone. Trump says he wants to unify people. But when you've got globalists and outsiders trying to tear the country apart, he's got to identify it. That's not division. Trump is acting like a man. And that's what they don't like, because they say the age of men is over. It's the age of the machines and the technocrat and the globalists and all this delusional garbage. Well, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. I'm going to stop. I apologize. I said I'd take a lot of calls, but I wanted to respond to that guy. But I want to give you time on air. I got to get better at this. I'm doing it. I'm skipping this break. And I'm going to take one call and just move to the next. I'm not even going to defend my positions. I just want to hear from you. Who's been home the longest here? Let's talk to Dustin in Florida. You're on the air on the VP leak. Go ahead.
It's nice to talk to you, Alex. I just wanted to say that, you know, I look up to you as like a, you know, intelligence officer in a lot of ways, socially and, you know, militarily. Well, the VP leak, obviously, you know, Mike Pence. The little bit of stuff I had to figure out was that he went to Hanover College School of Law. So, you know, ultimately he's a lawyer. I would like to see a military pick, you know, I was U.S. Army, communications and intelligence. And
I would like to see Flynn. I mean, Flynn's got real integrity. You can just see it looking at him. He's a good man. Now, I went and looked at his history. I didn't just go off how he looks, but I've watched a lot of his speeches. I've watched him. I've read some of his writings. He's very genuine.
Yes, yes. You know, I agree with someone, you know, this guy, Mike Pence, he's just a lawyer, you know, so is Hillary Clinton, you know, and, you know, why I don't vote for Trump is because, why I wouldn't is because I know his system is rigged. I know it's...
Absolutely. You know, we have got so many lawyers. And again, I'm not against lawyers because you got to have a lawyer when you're fighting another lawyer. But we got more lawyers than the whole planet, basically, combined. I saw that number a few years ago. We can check it. But we're graduating more lawyers than anybody else in the world. I know that. I mean, it's a joke. It's like more than the whole Western world. We have more lawyers. And it's just bringing... And they all just... They can just twist things... Exactly. We don't need more lawyers. We need more doctors and more engineers and more scientists and, yes, more women. But I don't mean weirdo lawyer women from billionaire families. We need real patriot women. And we do need, quote, minorities. But there's great, smart, libertarian people of every race, color, and creed. We need to break the paradigm of how they give us these false choices of establishment, Republican, and Democrat. How could someone not support Trump when he clearly has the establishment crapping their pants? I'm sorry.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, like JFK, I see him as a JFK, but we all know what happened to JFK. I see Hillary Clinton as the whore of Babylon. You know, she really is the mother of harlots, and she rides in on an eight-headed, octa-headed dragon. You know, it's a depiction, you know, in the Bible, and she is the worst of the worst. She is a killer of killers. I was a trained killer in the U.S. Army for infantry. She scares me. She really does. I mean, just how just blatantly... disregard it for life.
And well, she constantly gets on TV and goes, kill people, kill. And then, like, foreign governments are like, whoa, nobody does that, as you know. I mean, that is scary. You're absolutely right. God bless you. Great points. I mean, I don't know what to say anymore. I've never been more concerned for myself and my family in this country. And people go, well, I'm just worried about myself. We're all connected. That's why when liberals act like they have this monopoly on caring about people or monopoly on not being racist, they're the most race-obsessed losers. Because, look, I remember when I was in high school, I had a bunch of jobs, and I was somewhat competent compared to most people that were 17 or 18. But I would get in my parents' business and say, I don't like that rug, or why are you doing this? Everything upset me, you know, and it was like, this time for you to move out. This year's time for you to run your own life. And as I got more and more stuff in my life, I'm less worried about what my neighbor's doing. I'm less worried about, hey, you run your own life. I got mine. And it's such an immature form of arrested development with these leftists. They're little kids. They want to run everybody else's life. That's not liberal. Libertarians don't want to run your life. I don't like the right-wing folks trying to run people's lives. It turns into the whole drug war and all these other frauds. It's just, I'm Americana. I want what Kurt Russell wants. I want 1776. I want Americana. I want the free market system. I want laissez-faire. This is not laissez-faire, too big to fail, mega banks. That's crony capitalism holding us hostage. I want my country back right now. And I'm not here to be told what language to use or how I'm a racist and I'm a bigot. It doesn't make me guilty. It makes me angry. Because I know deep down inside what I stand for. I'm so, I don't even call it prideful. I want people to succeed. And it's not like I convinced myself of that. It is insulting. It is insulting to tell me, because the color of my skin, what I feel and what I need to do and all this crap. And it's insulting to everybody else who isn't part of this. What the media is creating is not reality. I know we all know that, but think about it. It's a bunch of young people and folks that are confused and can't get jobs, and there's not really a future, and and it's all weird, and the media is just all, just, you know, fight with each other and blah, blah, blah. And you've got to go out in the world and make your bones. And you don't go out and do that by being a good fisherman or a good hunter or a good, you know, basket weaver, talking about thousands of years ago, or being, you know, a good person that comes up with medicines, a shaman or whatever. You don't go out and have those traditional roles. They're all gone. So there's all this modern society, and so you supposedly go out and you go through the rites of passage through this or through that. And we've had a lot of institutions, some good, some bad, but the old institutions were at least based on primitive human activity and the rites of passage. They're getting rid of the rites of passage, and the new rite of passage is running around being racist, screaming and yelling and beating people up, and not knowing you're the same thing as a KKK member. I don't know what it is about KKK members, but like fat, dumb, stupid, mindless idiots. I look at these Black Lives Matter people. I mean, just if you remove the pigment out of the skin, you got a KKK member. I mean, it's so annoying. We're not getting to the stars, ladies and gentlemen, with this type of behavior. And a lot of folks go, well, I write it all off. I don't care. We're not going anywhere. Then blow your brains out. Seriously, if you think the world's over and it's all crap, and but you want to be politically involved. I love how they're always want to run everything, but then there's no future and blah, blah, blah. No, there's a great future. You just need to get out of the way or join the team. And by the way, joining the team doesn't mean agreeing with me. It's looking around the universe and understanding that what we're being hit with is synthetic, is not natural, and is meant to hurt you. You know everything coming out of mainstream media is meant to make you absolutely dumber than a rock and sick and under their control. Why then, when the entire power structure is against Donald Trump, and the entire power structure wants Hillary Clinton, and the entire power structure is involved in all this. I mean, look at this gay black guy yelling at another young black man. He's got a, you know, his gay sticker on, and he's saying Donald Trump doesn't like gays or black people and wants to ship blacks to Africa. If you're a TV viewer, it's on screen. Donald Trump was giving interviews to the Advocate and gay publications and calling for equal rights for people 30 years ago. Donald Trump is trying to stop gays being thrown off cliffs. Hillary takes money from the very people that do it and is launching invasions for them. But it doesn't matter, because this idiot, this arrested development giant fat toddler. Nothing against fat people. I've been fat too. Not all fat people. All people are smarter than anybody I know. But I'm saying this stereotype, it's a fat toddler baby going, nah, 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 nah. I want something. You're not going to get anything from the robber barons. Anything they give you is poison. This guy's a moron. God, I'm sick of these. Excuse me, Lord. Okay, I'm going to your calls. I'm doing better here. I'm going to your calls. Who's been holding the longest now? Riddle me this. James, and then we'll go to others. James in Texas was a Bernie Sanders supporter. Where are you now?
I'm in Texas, sir.
No, I'm saying, where are you? Who are you supporting now?
Oh, Donald Trump.
So you really are a Bernie supporter, and you really are supporting Trump now?
Absolutely.
Well, that makes a lot more sense to me. I mean, she stole your vote. I mean, so give me your perspective.
Well, I started to see, like, what the DNC was doing. And, yeah, they did steal all the Bernie Sanders votes. In my mind, like, it was completely rigged. And, you know, I was on the train for so long where, you know, the media, like, I was watching the news at the time, and the media kept playing bits and sound clips of Donald Trump and saying, oh, he's a racist. And I was like, oh, man, this guy's a maniac. But then after I started noticing that they were stealing the election, I went and started watching full Donald Trump speeches. And I started to realize, I was like, he's not a racist at all. He's just.
Oh, his trade speech was one of the most greatest speeches ever given about a presidential candidate. It's just beautiful.
Everything.
I mean, it was a declaration that we're getting up off our knees. The surrender is over. I'm sick of watching this country surrender.
Exactly. And then, like, my biggest problem here lately has been Bernie Sanders' surrender to Hillary Clinton. Like,
oh, it makes me sick.
People don't, I don't think a lot of people understand the utter devastation that caused to so many young people and young voters who are.
That's what she's all about. It's what she's all about. She's the most fascistic corporate wickedness. She's not even a socialist. The plan they cooked up with Obama, with Mitt Romney, is a screw job for insurance companies to rob everyone.
I mean, Bernie Sanders to me is lower than Hillary Clinton because of what he did to young voters. Like, I myself, I'm 30, but to disillusion that many people at such a young age, I think was one of the most damaging things that any potential or any politician, period, has ever done to a younger generation of Americans.
Absolutely. God bless you. I appreciate your call. And look, I don't like Sanders the person, because I know he's a fake and a fraud, and I know, but a lot of what he stood for on the surface, NAFTA and GATT being a scam, big rich families being partially tax exempt, insider deals. If you're going to let them have corporate socialism, then give it to the people. Listen, if you're going to have QE unlimited, deliver the money to the grassroots. Look, if we're going to just print money, it's going to cause a problem down the road, but we can actually build some infrastructure. I'm not saying do that, but it's much more moral than letting the globalists have it all and then saddle us with the debt. Deliver money directly to poor people. Boom. Some of them are going to go drink themselves to death. Others, people can actually, you know, help build themselves up. But that's not how economics works. And you got to take it from somebody else. And you're going to take it from is yourself a few years down the road and your kids, because that money's going to be devalued, which is the same thing. Everything comes back on you. And so all I know is everything's teetering on the edge of collapse. All the elites are building, you know, bunkers and trauma rooms and helicopter escape pads. I mean, it's crazy. And by the way, when I get around rich people and stuff, and I mean really rich people, they are like asking me what to do. They're not. There's no more debating, okay? You notice everything we talk about now is pretty much just almost passe, right? That means victory for InfoWars if we act on it. There is no doubt that Hillary is evil and will want to make you poor. I don't completely trust Trump, okay? I'm not stupid. But the things he's saying are irrevocably damaging to the New World Order. And physiologically, psychically, culturally, that's all money in the bank for Trump. I mean, I'll just say it. I'm emotional once I've made my cold decisions about things. But I get a warm feeling in my chest when I think about what Donald Trump's doing. And I've never had that for Ron Paul or anybody else. I've admired Ron Paul, appreciate him, all the rest of it. I don't have an actual emotional feeling, and I'll tell you why it is. I know how much danger Donald Trump's in, and I can tell you he's for real. Here's the problem. JFK was for real. They came to him with a plan, Ella Lemninster, Curtis LeMay, to sneak attack with hydrogen bombs Russia, and he fired them and freaked out, and then they had another plan. The deep state came in with a socialist plan that was already there, going, oh, let's merge with Russia and bring in all this stuff. And then he did stuff like, well, I'm going to abolish the Federal Reserve. I'm going to cut taxes. He was doing all sorts of stuff he thought was good, but he was being misguided. I mean, just because Trump's a good guy and really smart doesn't mean he isn't going to get misguided or have weird stuff go on. Look, we're not out of the park. I mean, we're not out of the woods here. We're not out of Mordor here. We get Donald Trump elected. It's the resistance. It's the struggle. It's the trying to do something. It's the seeing somebody who I know they're afraid of. Man, let me tell you, that's not a put on. They are scared of Donald Trump. And he has been like a sleeper cell for decades against them. But really, he was always against NAFTA and GATT. He wrote books about how they're screwing America over. He isn't out to get the country. That's it. Now, he could be bad. I couldn't imagine if I was president, even though I know a lot of things. I can't imagine. It's such a crazy world. It's and you do one thing, you think it's going to do something, it does something completely different. It just takes a lot of wisdom. I just know this, folks. We can ask for your support. We can ask for you to spread the word, because we're having huge effects. I mean, this is the place that has the biggest bang for the buck when it comes to spreading the word. But bigger than that, I just ask you to pray for the broadcast. Pray for us next week in Cleveland. And our crew going on to Philadelphia, David and I, the rest of the crew after that. That's going to be a circus. And to pray for your own self and your own family. And even if you're not a Christian or religious, I think if you just open yourself up to the universe and God, because God's free will, and just say, God, you know, can you help me with discernment? Can you help me? God didn't like the devil. The devil blows the doors off like Darth Vader and comes in. You know, God, you got to ask God in. That's how God judges countries, too. God just pulls back and lets evil come in. The truth is, God didn't do any of it. He did all of it, but none of it. You see how that works? Kind of a Zen thought, isn't it? We'll be back with your call straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hillary Clinton's comments here today, John, were based around the recent violence that we have seen, the police-involved shootings of black men in Minnesota, in Louisiana, and then the killing of white police officers by a black gunman in Dallas. That was really what she based her comments on around today. And remember, Hillary Clinton has some vulnerabilities herself, even as she calls for criminal justice reform because of her support in the 1990s for anti-crime legislation that ultimately helped contribute to this era of mass incarceration that she now speaks out against.
We just lost Breonna Keeler, who was in Springfield, Illinois, where Hillary Clinton just spoke. You heard.
By the way, I want to hire Breonna Keeler. I want to hire her. She gets up there. The Clintons are the ones that got the law changed and then made incredibly racist statements. I mean, everybody understands the numbers, right? because it makes me sick when I go on InfoWars, and I see it everywhere, and a lot of it's bots with all the racist comments towards black people, and because you got the racist black people, they're racist bots, and they're making the white devil statements back. You do know that. Despite the fact that Africans were forcibly brought here and all the things that went on and happened, some cases just as horrible as you see in the movies, sometimes totally different stories. The point is, it was much more diverse than that. You do understand that they ended up building a lot of industries and businesses and science and culture and art when they were being oppressed. That's how it works. Adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters, as the French historian and politician, scholar Victor Hugo said. That which kill you, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. I'm not saying it's good people are oppressed. I'm just saying that per capita scientific development, per capita founding universities and businesses and inventions and just revolutionizing machine work. And I mean, just all over the country, you would go to the black machinist and the black metal workers, and you would go to them. And there was definitely racism and fights and crazy stuff going on, and the Klan was like a mafia that would just kind of go around extorting everybody. That was after it was first set up at the end of the Civil War, when they had to cover the horses up and everything because there was Northern occupation, and then it was like a rebel force or whatever. But then, of course, everything turns into something very corrupt. That's how all this works. But it's so frustrating to actually know history and then to see government come in the 50s and 60s with LBJ. And I'm not going to quote him here, all the racist quotes. They're well known. They're in letters. They're recorded. They're on record. You think the social engineers are dumb when they say we're going to give you enough money to live every month, but you can't have a man in the house and, by the way, have as many kids as you can? So you have a nation of children raising children to be beta tested on by the government with everything from diseases to cultural brainwashing, and now you see the weapon. That's sick. That's something that aliens would come up with. And I'm not saying they're really aliens. I just look at this, and it's like we're all fighting with each other. And it's real. If you're a white person walking down the street in Dallas and three black guys jump out when you're 15 years old and try to kill you, I guarantee you there isn't probably one out of a million black people out there that has been physically attacked by white people as many times as I've been attacked by racist black people. And I'm not some bleeding heart liberal. I am so glad that happened. I'm serious. I mean, that... Because Dallas is a violent place, one of the most violent places in the country. Used to have more violence than Chicago. And I was a free-spirited person. I'm going to go off of these whole stories. But if a small percentage of black males are racist and killing each other, it's tribalism. Humans are tribal. Because you're wearing blue, you're wearing red. When I was in high school, you better not wear a red shirt or a blue cap or something. I mean, I'd be at a friend's house in another part of town, and the police pull over and say, get up against the car. What are you doing wearing this blue baseball cap? Well, it's a blue baseball cap, man. Well, that's a gang hat. Do I then hate police forever because of that? What I'm getting at here is, I'm going to your calls, there is psychological warfare going on. It's a fact, and you can buy into it, and then it seems real when you're under the mind control. It's mind control. And there's real elements to the mind control. But they're shocking you, Pavlovianly, to control you. And I'm telling you right now, the most racist people I've ever been around are liberals. In New York, in Chicago, at events, or in college, or wherever, you'll be sitting there with them, and all of a sudden they'll start saying racist stuff. And I'm like, is this some test or something? Because I'm not into this. They're like, oh, well, no, blah, blah, blah. I mean, let me tell you, that's who they are. And they love managing and running everybody. That's why they accuse libertarians and stuff that are against all this of being white saviors and all this. Because, see, they're the ones being a white savior. I don't want to save anybody but your freedom. I just want you left alone, live your own life, free association, be with who you want, do with what you want. Just don't screw me over. See how that works? And then if I like your music, or I like how you cook, or I like the science you have, or I like hanging out with you, or I like your jokes, then you'll be my friend. But it isn't this whole force thing that's actually creating more division. And I know I'm on a rant about this now. It's just that I know the Democratic Party in the South. And they're the weirdest bunch of people you've ever seen. They are the Ku Klux Klan. They are the Dixie Mafia. They run the show still. A lot of them are Republicans now. Rick Perry. That guy went to a KKK hunting lodge. I mean, he's the real deal. And nobody cares if you're Schwarzenegger and wear a Nazi belt buckle and say Heil Hitler because the ADL gives you awards. That's what I mean. It's all upside down. The people pushing race are the ones that are the race controllers. Because really, racism is a cult. It's a cult of control. And see, people that obsess on it, they aren't the racists. They're the race controllers. It isn't the dumb people on the bottom become racist. The people on top, it's like joining a devil worshiper cult or something. It all then becomes about what group you're in, and then you get little goodies because you're in that group. And Lord, I know I probably had privileges in my life because maybe I was good looking, or maybe I was well spoken, or I was white, whatever. But there were times I had bad things happen to me because of how I looked. I mean, I don't claim to be Mr. Beach Boy today, but when I was 20, I mean, I was about as good looking as it got. And man, men and women would be mean to me. They would be angry. And it wasn't until I was older and got a little uglier. I was like, folks are nicer to me now because I don't look like a Calvin Klein model anymore. But see, you get young people all scared thinking there's racism everywhere and everybody's out to get them. And oh my gosh. And then they see stuff on TV and there's a chip on their shoulder. And then they act like everybody's out to get them and all this stuff's going on. And then pretty soon, yeah, people act weird towards you. And the whole country's being turned into arrested development children that can be jacked over. You look at cults, the followers are just a bunch of scared weirdos who think they follow the leader and do what they're told, they're somehow going to reach nirvana. No! You must develop yourself. You must go through the fire. You must be tested. That's what makes you strong. But I went on a whole jag, and I'm sorry, I went on your calls. I went on a whole jag about Hillary and the South and the Dixiecrats and all the rest of it, because I know who they are. And I'm not even saying at the end of the day all of them are evil or whatever. They're in their own cult. But man, being a white person in the South, I know how stuff really works. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that Republicans voters are usually Christian, middle-class people who are scared and not racist. I don't think I've ever heard Republicans say racist things. You get in a room with Democrats, it is the most god-awful thing you have ever heard in your life. And it's just a sick joke to me. I mean, this stuff is sick. This is sick. This is sick. This is sick. It is so sick that I have to sit here and watch these brainwashed idiots run around like morons, financed by George Soros, and I know I'm 100% right, and I can't reach these people. It's like beating your head up against a brick wall, but I know I'm reaching some people. And if the establishment ever starts using the Republican Party as its takeover arm, I'll go after them. Everybody knows that. But I'm telling you right now, they're using the left worldwide for a takeover. And they're not bringing in 5 million Muslims into Europe because they want to help them. They are going to use those folks, and in the end, they're going to scapegoat them when they invade with the new crusades and wipe out almost all those people. And by the way, that's getting prepared. I want to stop the invasion now so it doesn't get to that point. I'm doing myself and them a favor. I really look at the moral judgment of things and what is honorable under universal law. And I morally shouldn't have to pay for people being brought here. And I sure shouldn't have to pay when they're being made to be a political weapon. And I sure shouldn't have to pay This is Islam in 60 seconds, okay, and why it's not compatible in the West. There isn't one Islamic country in the world that's tolerant of other people's religions and freedoms. The most moderate are intolerant. Almost all of them are radical and orthodox now and will kill you the second or third time you're caught preaching the gospel. They will imprison you the first time. They will torture you the first time. They will murder you the first moment you're caught in a homosexual act. They treat women like dogs or lower. They are incompatible, and the social engineers know full well they are basically bringing space aliens into the West. And before the New York Times says, I believe, I'm saying they're the equivalent. They are alien, and they can be over there. I'm sorry for their women. My God, I hope they have a reformation. Man, I hate, I love how the left acts like any white male in the West hates women getting ahead. That's the most, that's why they don't want you to ever have kids. Because the big secret is, once a woman has sons and a man has daughters, if there was any weird stuff between the sexes before, there is no difference when it comes down to wanting everybody to get ahead and everybody to be successful and everybody to be fulfilled and be good in the eyes of God. That's all I care about. And I love how the state and stuff goes, oh, you ought to put your girls in a camp. I went and looked at some of these camps they're pushing. This is like hardcore feminist brainwashing. Put chips on their shoulders. They're going to teach your daughters what their identity is. You just hand your kids over to induct them to a bunch of freaks who want to sabotage your sons and daughters. The state and its systems wants to teach your children their identity. Their identity comes from their culture, their parents, their genetics, their experiences, and their choices. They will develop their identity, but you don't want to give them time because you're not a liberal. You're a dirtbag, psychic vampire piece of crap that can't deal in the society of men and women and real intellectual debate. You have to sit there as adults jacking with kids because you're perverts. Even if you don't want to put the little kids in a bed, you want to psychically rape their brains. Yes, I see you. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go fast now. I keep saying that. Robert in California, you're on the air.
Hey, God bless America, my friend.
God bless you, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, it's the whole world's scripted. The whole planet's being consolidated into, you know, mass concentration camps. They're just trying to put the mass populations in certain areas.
With arrogant, spoiled brats running around like Trigglypuff, yeah.
Yeah. I've dealt with three presidents of the United States. I've had clearances with the defense. I've worked with U.S. Russian intelligence, you know, relations and our projects together. And as far as Hillary's concerned, and that's my dealings with the White House. It was basically, the Clintons were basically the Beverly Hillbillies in Washington, D.C. It was bad. It was trailer trash in the White House. These people are completely dysfunctional. She has mental issues. She can't be president. The thing is, I know their campaign, what they're going to do. Hillary's going to do the stupid braless thing, you know, women voting for her, don't wear your bra. I've read the script of what she's going to do, all her stupid crap. I know Trump. I know his contacts, what he's involved in. It's very scripted, but, you know.
Okay, well, listen. I'll skip the break if need be. I'm not saying I believe you or don't believe you. You sound like a credible guy. Are you saying Trump scripted in on it as well?
It's a good possibility. If he picks Sarah Palin, he's 100% shill, because I know Sarah Palin's ExxonMobil contacts and how much money she's been given and the funnel to him later on. But it's a possibility. If he picks her, the thing is, he needs a Hispanic male or a female VP to get in, because Hillary has the gay community, lesbian gay community, has every female in the country, trendies. That's a huge base. And Trump is basically, Trump confused people. If you look at Caucasians, males and Caucasians, I mean, they look autistic. They look like they're under some sort of brain dead trance. I mean, they're real. I spoke to people.
No, I agree. But I mean, let's expand on that. Well, they're not getting this Valhalla. They supposedly, you know, just get this magic wand. Most of them are seeing society crumble around them. They're seen as the most uncool thing on earth. Yeah, on average, they are wandering around like zombies. It's arrested development. It's the sports. It's all of it. But look, they're making it the racial and sexual component. That's what Hillary's doing, and they're definitely going with that. What do you think will happen if Hillary does get into office?
Well, the thing is, every country is going to laugh at us. You have a woman running the United States of America. That is in itself is a joke, considering that no woman has run any major military offensive on this planet. As long as we know, for millions of years, there is no evidence of this ever taking place. OK, for one, Russia has submarines right off the coast of California that have been there forever. Enough firepower to wipe out this country. I'm concerned, and I'm in contact with people within the United States, Russian people. They're asleep yourselves in Russia. And I've always had contact with U.S. and, like I said, U.S. and Russian relations. I worked in defense for a long time.
Well, let me expand on this, sir. There's actually been quite a few times that there have been women actually over huge empires, and women have launched a lot of successful offensives and takeovers. You heard of Queen Elizabeth?
Right. Oh, yeah. I know about this. I'm not talking about modern-day warfare, you know, and that's, you know, medieval stuff.
My concern is women tend to actually start more wars historically.
Yeah, if you were to look at Queen Elizabeth and what, you know, she's...
Well, a lot of other ones. Look at there's a bunch of women running the State Department right now. They're a bunch of warmongers.
I know. It's crazy. You're working on emotion. You're not working on logic.
Now, here, we're going to break. I'm not going to skip this break. We're going to go ahead and go in here, and then we're going to be back with more calls. I appreciate your call, Robert. Stay with us.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated
By the way, there's a very powerful article that I'm going to spend a few minutes in the next hour talking with Anthony Gucciardi about. Paul Watts has done the research. I knew there was some problems with Mike Pence, kind of a mainline Republican, and maybe Trump signaling to the establishment, hey, I'm not that dangerous, let me in. But they're still not giving him money, so it's pointless. I don't go for lesser of two evils. But Mike Pence would be a terrible choice for BP, for Trump. That's the headline. Paul Joseph Watson, governor of Indiana, supports stealth amnesty, TPP, NAFTA. And then it just goes over. I remember Pence saying calls to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. are offensive and unconstitutional. So Pence has also shot his mouth off at Trump. Trump said, if you're not going to vet anybody and even check their IDs, which they are still not doing, and just bring them in, you got to cut it off. It may just be a little while until we have a system back in place. Yeah, if there's a gas leak, remember like 8-9 years ago, we had a gas leak in the kitchen. I didn't need to go on the internet to know what to do. I mean, I just knew growing up. I'm not a rocket scientist. I went and I turned the gas off at the side of the house. I had a tool to do it, dug around the garage and got it. And I was reading the other day that most people, you know, call the fire department or call a handyman. Fine. But I really think that's what's happened. More than anything, we are separated from the land. We're separated from reality. We're just separated from normal human behavior. And so people can be really, really conned. I think that's a big part of it. And that's why they want to get us totally dependent. Because there's a major global awakening happening, but there's a large portion of folks that are still dumbed down, and they believe if they can hold those people hostage politically, they'll be able to vote to checkmate the minority of us, of every race, color, and creed, who are bound by the fact that we are awake, sentient, conscious beings that want to be free, that want to be free-range humans, that want to be free to do dangerous things like rock climbing or ultralight or space travel. You know, the nanny state is about capturing humanity, turning us into Chinese princesses. I don't see anybody else that uses those analogies, but I need to do a special video on don't let them turn you into a Chinese princess. The Africans did it. The Mesoamericans did it. To a certain extent, ancient Europeans did it. The Japanese did it. But they would bound women's feet where they couldn't walk. That's a way to control your wife, you know, the queen. Oh, you're so royal, you don't trim your fingernails. They're 2 feet long. And African tribes, the rings around the women's necks, where if you took those rings off, they suffocate and die. Everybody's like, ooh, you're a movie star. You know, your feet are bound, all this. It's all, like, this has been done before. It's what the nanny state is. It's got to stop. Oh, but it's so stylish. Liking Matt Damon, liking all this trendy stuff is just as dumb as deforming your feet. Now, I'll tell you, a woman looks good in high heels. Still not good for your feet, but not that destructive. That is quite an invention. I love the Lord's creations. I'll tell you right now, I'm red-blooded. We're going to go to break, come back, and finish up with your calls, Jonathan. And then we're going to talk to, who else is up here? Harmony, Zeke, Steve, and Isaac. I'm going to get to every single one of you. I promise, bam, 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 about the VP pick. Is it really who they claim it is? Mike Pence. We're going to review some of that. I'm going to print that article. And then we're also going to be talking with Anthony Gucciardi as well as he takes over the broadcast. And as I get ready to gear up, shoot special reports ahead of going to Cleveland this Saturday or this Sunday. Oh, by the way, the special ends today, and it will end. It'll be over on the storable food. We've extended it over a week. That ends today on the highest quality storable foods everybody needs, obviously, to not be dependent on the system. Now's the time to not play games and get it. IBU Plus supports the broadcast, so you can't lose, whether it's a month or a year or whatever, if your whole family's there, a lot of other survival stuff. And 25% off on our top-of-the-line True Nutraceutical DNA Force that just affects the whole body. Go find out why it's so important. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today.